This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome. This is Morning Devotions. Chris Switz with you. Here's a big topic for the next few minutes and again today. What's the meaning of life? Wow, what a subject. I've only got 4.5 minutes today to try and answer this one. 4 psychologists did an extensive study of notable quotes from people, notable people around the world about that very topic, the meaning of life. And they looked at the quotes of 195 people from the past 200 years. And the results are very interesting. I wonder what you would say. Here's some of the things they said. Life is to be experienced and enjoyed. Make the most of the moment and the journey. It was Janis Joplin, best known for her lyric, "You gotta get it while you can." Now, others said, "We live to express compassion to others, to love, to serve." In fact, 13% endorsed that theme. People like Albert Einstein, Gandhi, the Dalai Lama. And Albert Einstein said, "Only a life that's lived for others is a life worthwhile." And that's another very popular quote. 8% endorsed this theme that life is a struggle. People like Charles Dickens, Benjamin Disraeli, Jonathan Swift. Jonathan Swift had written, "Life's a tragedy wherein we sit as spectators for a while, then act out our part in it." And I find that quite a sad statement. 13% in this survey said life is like a bit of a mystery, it's unknowable. People like Bob Dylan, Stephen Hawking, and Stephen Hawking said, "If we find an answer to that, as to why we and the universe exist, to be the ultimate triumph of human reason, for then," he said, "we would know the mind of God." This great survey, 11% said, "If we are to worship God and prepare for the afterlife." And Desmond Tutu, Billy Graham, Mother Teresa, Martin Luther King. These were people who said that. And Desmond Tutu said, "We should give God glory by reflecting his beauty and his love. That's why we're here. And that's what the purpose is for our lives." So I think there are, when I look at this, 3 basic questions about the meaning of life. And I want to take this again a little bit further tomorrow. Why am I alive? Pretty obvious question. For thousands of years, people have asked this question, why am I alive? People in the Bible did. Jeremiah asked the question, why was I born? Was it, he said, only to have trouble and sorrow and to end my life in disgrace? There's the second thing, the question of significance. Is there some meaning and purpose to my life? Is all that I'm doing just a total waste of time and energy? Is there any significance? And in Psalm 89, David asked, "I remember how short my life is." In other words, it's not really that long. "Why did you create us?" This was a prayer. "Did you create us for nothing?" And Job from the Old Testament, he asked, "Why should I work so hard for nothing? If there's no meaning and purpose, why am I even doing this?" Solomon, the wise man Solomon in the Old Testament, he even questions the significance of pleasure. And he said that laughing and having fun is crazy. What good does it do? Is there any significance in what I do? It's a very interesting subject, that the question of intention. Isaiah, he's another man from the Bible, significant person, said, "Is there a purpose for my life? My work all seems all so useless. I've spent my strength for nothing and for no purpose at all." It was Bertrand Russell, the British philosopher, who described himself as an atheist. And he said, "Unless you assume a God, the question of the purpose of life has no meaning." So he was saying, if there is no God, there's no significance, there's no grand scheme. If there's no God, your birth was an accident. You're simply a random chance. If there's no God, there's no right or wrong. So interesting topic. God has made each of us for a purpose. That's what I believe. Nothing matters more in life, you know, than knowing God's purpose for your life. Nothing is going to compensate for that, even if you try. And success or wealth or being a famous person. But the amazing thing is that it's never too late to discover the purpose, the God-ordained purpose for your life, because God makes everything for a purpose. Heavenly Father, these are amazing facts. Let them sink into my mind as I pray and talk to you today. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.